Welcome to The Learning Link, CDRCP's professional learning podcast, where educators, parents, and community leaders explore innovative practices, inspiring stories, and the latest insights in child development and early learning. Our goal is to connect you with the knowledge and tools you need to make a lasting impact on the lives of children and families.
Welcome back to The Learning Link, CDRCP's professional learning podcast. My name is Isha, and I am a professional learning and resource specialist at CDRCP. Today, I am joined by Jessica, my professional learning supervisor, and we're pulling back the curtain on one of our most ambitious and impactful initiatives, the annual Lifelong Learning Conference, and the evolution of lifelong learning that has led to Lifelong Learning Symposium 2025 to make space for professional learning across Peel Region. A professional learning event like this started with a goal or question. What if we created a space where early learning professionals could come together not just to meet licensing requirements, but to truly grow, connect, and feel inspired? That idea quickly turned into a reality. The very first Lifelong Learning Conference was launched in 2008 at Sheridan College Davis campus with keynote speaker Gary Dierenfeld, with a handful of workshops, a few dozen participants, and a lot of excitement. It was grassroots. We were working out of borrowed spaces, juggling registrations manually, and learning as we went. For 8 years, Lifelong Learning was in person with public trade shows, where vendors could advertise and sell products related to the early years. Thus, when COVID hit, Lifelong Learning may have looked different, but we still pushed to support the Peel community through pivoting to virtual conferences. Like in 2022, when Lifelong Learning was 4 days of virtual sessions from keynotes. We celebrated our 15th annual Lifelong Learning in 2023, back in person with Darcy Lang, focusing on the future. Last year's Lifelong was quite ambitious. 4 half-day sessions, virtually and in-person keynotes. This year, we take our limits even further with a 2 full-day symposium. Day one is in person with over 400 people in attendance, created for leaders and inspiring leaders to innovate and critically reflect on the future of ECE, with keynote speakers, former head of innovation and creativity at Disney, Duncan Wardle, and Shiza Shahid from Our Place. Day two is during the Peel licensed childcare system closure, completely virtual with keynote Erica Dawin and 8 diverse sessions. This 2-day event does not get planned overnight. Can you take us back to the early days? What did the first planning meeting for this conference look like?
At the very first beginning process of the meeting, we had a lot of discussion on what topics to choose. So ideally, what to give variety to the audience of categories of different learnings. We didn't want to use a repeat in presenters as well, so we wanted to give new presenters topics to kind of explore. And then the idea of how the full day will look like in breakdowns of different sections, who would be responsible to kind of support that role. And then ideally also getting feedback from Region of Peel on things that we could buffer and move things around.
Thank you. Who were some of the key partners involved in making the system-wide shutdown possible?
Our biggest key partners would be the Region of Peel.
How can we create equitable access to learning for all educators?
To make the day possible for day one and day two, we split that into a virtual day and an in-person day. We have translation for the website to be in French as well. We also took a look at providing opportunities that could be in-person and also virtual for the ones that can attend. And I say that would be ideally most of the equitable access.
Can you provide us a sneak peek or overview of what participants can expect for day one and day two?
Yep. So for day one, we have 2 big keynote speakers, 2 with different topics, and the idea of innovation and modernization for aspiring leaders and leaders in early years professional. With that, there is obviously going to be lunch served as well. We also have the photo booth that will be available. Day two, we have the virtual learning day. We have a variety of different topics that vary from diversity, equity, inclusion. We also have indigenous learning. We also have leadership and
so much more to expect. For the virtual day as well, we have a keynote speaker, which is Erica.
Keynote delivery of her topic of connectional intelligence that she'll explore. In the schedule for the virtual day, we will have opportunities of learning for vendor drop-ins where the community can go in to check the resources out. Our reflective discussion booklet will also be available in the resource tab. So we'll have a day full of action-packed sessions and opportunities of learning.
What is the themes of the 2 days?
So for the first day, the topic would be modernization and innovations. For the second day, it's ECE, Appreciation Day and Recognition Day.
And what are your goals for the attendees?
Just to take this opportunity to enhance their professional learning and enjoy the day and have fun.
Now, as our listeners may know, day one registration is now closed. Are participants able to register for day two?
Yes, so they can still register for day two through our flyer. That will take them to the registration site that they can sign up and create an account.
That's great. Thank you. What are your recommendations for programs that want to participate together?
My recommendation is that if organizations and agencies would like to participate together, they can register as a group lead. The group lead will also be in charge of signing up the staff that will be attending with them that day, either together at the center or it could be where they choose to meet. And then for that, they can also together decide as a team which session they would like to attend in the morning and in the afternoon.
How are we engaging listeners in reflective practice during the virtual day?
So as mentioned before, the group lead would have the reflective discussion booklets that they can facilitate conversations. So the agency or the organization can do it as individual or as a group together. For the morning and afternoon sessions, participants have the opportunity to have discussion in the checks or when opportunities arise within the sessions, there is Q&A as well.
That's great information. Thank you for letting us know. How can participants register for day two?
So they can go to the CDRCP website, click the date of the virtual session, which is October 24th. On the flyer, there is a link that will lead them into the sign up. And there's also available instructions on how to register for that day.
Do you have any learnings or reflections you would like to share with our audience?
I'm excited to have the opportunity to meet Duncan Wardle in person, as I am a big fan, grew up Disney. And I'm excited to also dive into learning more about Indigenous learning. I'm also excited to attend Rose session virtually. And it would be a great learning opportunity for educators and the community to have different ideas to incorporate Indigenous learning in their environment.
Thank you, Jessica, for joining us today. That's all we have time for. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. It was great to speak with Jessica on the work her and the professional learning team have done to elevate CDRCP's conference, Lifelong Learning Symposium for 2025. Remember, you register you and your teams for this year's Lifelong Learning Symposium Day 2. Find the link in our show notes. Thank you for listening and connect with us at CDRCP on all social media platforms or on our website at cdrcp.com/podcast. I would love for you all to tell a friend or colleague about this podcast. Take care, everyone, and until next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. We hope today's conversation sparked new perspectives and deepened your professional learning. To extend your learning, reflect on your thoughts using the Professional Learning Reflection Form, available on our website at cdrcp.com. Or if you're a Raising the Bar in Peel member, you can find it directly in your user guide. Reflective practice is a powerful tool for growth, and we encourage you to take a few moments to think critically about what you've listened to today. If you found this episode helpful, share it with your colleagues, creating a space for shared reflection supports stronger, more connected learning communities. We hope you will join us again on the next episode of the Learning Link Podcast.